In Sugin Sim Kofei, we have four things of the way of transferring Tam. Kovash, Bishel, Tzli, and Licha. Kovash, the Ikka way, how it transfers to the concept of time. Bishel, the Ikka thing is to the idea of heat. We focused on last time, the idea of heat, the idea of Yad Sladisboy. Not to go through different Kalim, and again, Yad Sladisboy, discussing here of one would come to transfer this Tam. That means we have a Shach there, the South Loch, and Sebeis, with 3 points quoting the Yantra Shlomo, and obviously there are 3 different points over here. One is Mitzad the Sugya of Iroi. Yantra Shlomo says the get of Iroi is Kuloi. The Shach says the case is Klipo. The second thing is the case of Klisheni. Again, Kamlum the Yantra Shlomo would say the case is Kuloi. Shach would say it's the case of Klipo. And you enter with the third case of a Klirishin that's not Yad Sladisboy. The Yantra Shlomo wants to answer. The Shach gets involved and wants to argue the point. So go through the order of Peter Kalim. Then we have a case of Klirishin that's not Yad Sladisboy, then Iroi, then a case of a Klisheni. First, the Klirishin is not Yad Sladisboy. Recover this Indian, the starting point is the Yerushalmi and Shabbos and Paragimel that discusses what is different between the Klirishin and the Klisheni. The Gemara brings down both of them as Ein Yad Shaletes. How do we do our Chokot to the case of a Klirishin? That means a simple understanding sounds like. Over here, it's not Had. It's a Klirishin that's not Yad Sladisboy, it's still coming to answer this Kli. I mean, basically, you have a Klirishin, put fire, was 110 Fahrenheit, now it's less than 110 Fahrenheit. You put something inside, coming to answer. Kamal Shachan says, the Gerst over here is not Inyad Sletes, it's Inyad Shaletes. The Inyad Sletes means it's not hot. Inyad Shaletes means your hand cannot touch it, be shilled upon it. Therefore, it is hot. Therefore, the Shachan said, do not read Yul Yam Shalom, it's not Inyad. It's not Yad Shaletes, it's any Yad Shaletes, and therefore it's over here that is hot. Therefore, he wants to argue the point and say, no, Loch is, there's no Achok over here, to be make on the case when the Kli is not Yad Shaletes. That means Mamsha from a second Makar watching Machmor from a side point, our Sigur. Because we have a Torah over here that brings down the Rashba. The Rashba said the case of the claim of Beisha Shchito, that even though it's not Yad Shaletes, but we come on to be Machmor. I mean, you have to realize there are 2 different kairos over here to be machmer in the klirishin that is not Yad Sladisboy. One, mitzad the sugya of Shabbos, the sugya of Chokko, that the Shach wants to argue with Yom Shishloimo. A second sugya, mitzad our idea of Nisim Tam, the idea of that we have a Rashba, the Chaim Beishchito, to be machmer. Obviously, nafkamino, if it's mitzad the Yishalmi, it applies to Shabbos. If it's mitzad the Torah B'Shem the Rashba, we know Shabbos is in Bishol. Mashak only has it in the Sinas Tam, all the coming Machma, the Sugya negate to Issev Heter. That means you have 2 Makaris. Yom Shlomi is Machma, it's not the Sugya of the Yishami and Shabbos. Mashayin came, the Shach says, and Dalit Stunti Machma, it's an Aos Sugya of the Sinas Tam, at the idea we have the Rashba.
They're also not familiar with Allah Ish or not.
Oh, now let's understand what's going on over here. That's first, Akdomo. Kamal Lashach, he says, at the end of the day, he says, we have to be machmer. Again, it's not seeming to come over here. It's not seeming to be this way. To be machmer, it's not again the double study to run the Rashba. Now, the question is, what is the Shach's maskono? At the end of the day, over here, it sounds like he did not hold at all of the Yom Shishloim or the Yishami, any Yad Shaletes boys, any Yad Shaletes boys. Coming over here, the Piskei Tshuva, it's a cotton vav, he brings down the Beis Yaakov. Beis Yaakov says, he writes, at a Vikuach with the Baal HaShach Atzma, he met the Shach, I argued with him Shach in the Yishami. And he ends up saying that the Yishami might say, Mizar Choko, how in the world can you tell me it's not over here a case of any Yad Sladisboy, it's Yad Sladisboy, it's Medinoi. How in the world can you say it's Medinoi, and the word of the Yishami is also a horrific declaration? Hakbihar Choko over here. Elamoy, it must be that over here the case is even the Yishami, not Yad Sladisboy. And he ends off, Obala Shach Chidil Advori. The Shach was chlazed to me and agreed to me, the love is to be Machim Mitzad the Yishami Shavoy. Now, Mitzad the Torah of the Rashba, Mitzad the Yishalmi. In Hilchos Shabbos, Simon Shin Yudches, the Tosfos Shabbos brings down the Beis Yaakov, the brings down the Shach was Chazer. And he says, also, you look at the Kuzi Kesa by us, he says at the end, the Kuzi Kesa over here was Chazer. Kuzi Kesa over here was Chazer. Machzor Shekel in Hilchos Shabbos, Simon Shin Yudches, brings down the same inside, the Shach Meister was Chazer. Now, you could say, and the campaign does say, when the two Gedolim argue, one keeps quiet, what is he keeping quiet for? Not because he agrees, because I hear. Okay, Ula, maybe. comes again and says, he kept quiet, but he didn't respond back, because, you know, machshav yadas, but I disagree. And I disagree. So that's going to be an interesting argument. Is a chazara. I mean, if you look at the page over here, it's contributing to the Beisakar, I argued out with him, it was chazar. And because the Kesef is brought down, that it was chazar. Because the Kesef came second. Now, they said the fact that Kuzi Kesef was chazar, he means there's a long Kuzi Kesef over here. It's the last line in the Kuzi Kesef. You give me the last line. You tell me it was chazar. I don't think it was chazar. I mean, the Tosha Shabbos says it was chazar because of Kesef. You read the last line. Yesh lov naharbe, those are words of Chazor. I don't think so. So, maybe it was Chazor, maybe not clear what the Das B'Shach is. So, if I, myself, first, in the case of a Klivishin that's not Yaz Das Boy, another Nimut HaKonim HaMachmer, given to the Mitzugis, either the Rash Bobi is Machmer, the Amor and Teres Chatzel Mais is Machmer, the Yam Kon Mitzat Yishalmi is Machmer, and the Beis Yaakov in his Shuva, he says that Shach was Chazor, at the end of the day, he says that Gam the Minik is Mekel, but we have to move, he can't be Mekel. In the Hilchos Shabbos, Kamal Gemara of Rome, and Simon Shinin Ches, it brings down the Yishalmi. And therefore, he said the law is to make our Choko in the case of Shabbos, and the Klirishon, that's not Yaz Lavoy in Shabbos, to be Machmer. Gemara of Rome that way. Chok Basam goes this way, Machsa Shek goes this way. It's interesting, the Chavdura Shmuel, who lived in the time of the Prima Godim, and Simon Tzadik Dalal to Maisi, he's Mekel. Kamal over here, and Maisi, he is Chlisa to be Machmer. The Bala Shulchan and the Simon Tzadik Dalal is also to be Mekel. Over here in the room, we come to be chayzer to be machmer. So Rebbe Shaka might be chayzer, Chagur Shul might be chayzer, Bala Shulchan might be chayzer. Over here to be machmer. Fine, those of my says sound like be machmer in the Klivishin. That's not Yad Tzara's boy. Asad Hasheni, Kivego over here sends you to a Taz in Simon Tzadik Dalet. Look at the Taz over there. He says who's Mekel? The Taz himself holds to be Mekel. Clearly, it's not Yad Tzara's boy. He says who's Mekel? Says the Torah's Chatas Klalim Zayin. It calls a Beisaysiv. Called the Issevet Ha'orach, those are Maisa Mekel, and therefore the Pretoyer by us, the Maisa Mekel, based Lech Mihuto, that way is Berhetiv. The going over here and the Hilchos Shabbos says, not Pshani Shami, the Maisa is Mekel, the Chavadas that way, the Adhudot are for Shulchan, and therefore it seemed to be least in the Issevet Ha'or, that you had to ask is Machlok is a struggle among the Gdola Paiskim, down to Paiskim is Manenu, what the Lecha is by Klevishin that's not Yad Slavis for you. However, when you get to Shabbos, again, you have to realize by Shabbos, more of a reason to be Mekel. Yeah, but hereby also have two reasons to be Machmer. You have number one, the Yishalmi. What Pshan the Yishalmi is in Yad Saletis, in Yad Shaletis. What's the word of Har Chok means, the Yishalmi. And then the second reason to be Machmer, the Torah and the Rashbo. Two different reasons. Why? Machmer is a struggle out of Paskin. Mice and Shabbos, we do not have the Torah and the Rashbo. Everyone knows by Shabbos, this is Bishol, this is not in Sinus Tam. So Shabbos, we don't have the Chum of the Rashbo. We're only left with the Yishalmi. So the question now is, what to do in the Geta Shabbos when the Klivishin does not Yad Tzara at this point? So again, it's not really a sugyo, but it's a sign of the sugyo in the Geta Sinyin. Meister Pichodosh over here says, Avadai Shabbos to be Mekel. The Ali Rappo, goes against the Mogav Ram. The Trace of Shabbos over there quotes the Beis Yaakov and says, however, look at this mark, it's not the way the Beis Meir. So Meister, what we always do in Shabbos, look at the Mishnah Bureau. Over there in the Loch and Simish Nichas and Siftes, the Mechab is very clear and says, the only time we machmen the Klivishin when it's Yad Tzara for you. Speaks out the Mishnah Berurah. However, if it's not Yad Tzara's boy, even the Klivishin is not Mavashal. So in the Sharatin, where did I get it from? He says the Eli Rabba B'Shem B'Shach. B'Shach by us. And the Pichodosh, to Loishim of Avram, the Chayin Kosev Agro, that's not Pshan the Yishalmi. That means Chavetz Chaim brings Yishalmi and says the Ikab Shat is not like the Beizako. He says the Ikab Locha is like the Shach. And we come up to be Mekel by the Locha of Shabbos. Now, this Ha'oro on the Chavetz Chaim, he's saying, who's the Mekel? El Rab B'Shem the Shach. No, Maisel Beis Yaakov said the Shach was Chayzer. Because he says it was Chayzer. How according to the Makor Shavoy to Mekel is the Shach Shavoy. So he could tell me, he didn't see the Beis Yaakov. The Baya is, in Shabbat, the Mishnah Ches, who quotes Beis Yaakov? The Machzah Shekel, on the page. The Tesh Shabbos, on the page. He sees them, he quotes them all the time. That means he knows that the Shomah says that Beis Yaakov said he was Chayzer to him. Elmai, it's very good way close to Eli Rabba B'Shem the Shach. Not the Shach, because it's not clear. Why the Eli Rabba? The Chori held like the Kanfei, you know? That he kept quiet. I mean, it seems to be an argument how to send our Shach for us. I mean, he's calling our Shach. It was a Shach at the end of the day, Chayz, you left it as is. So the Chori is calling the Eli Rabba B'Shem the Shach, because he kept quiet, not to want to argue a point. He really was the Nochazar over here. And then the day he says to him, Michael, we might have a going to this Napshani Shalmi over here. So Maisa comes out, we have two sugars, Shabbos and Issevet Ha'or. The Geta Shabbos, repassing the Mishmura, the Rishon, that's not Yastas by the Maisa Kamei. Negate the Sugya of Ishtar Heter, Maisa is Machalik Shakal. Not that clear. Two reasons why the Machmer, either Mishal Sugya Shami, or the Torah of Hashem Virashmo. Maisa is very good why the Pirim Gonim writes, at the end of Simon Samaches, what's the Loch of Negate Ishtar Heter? He said, Vesafik, Kami Michael, Zidin Rabbal. But Maisa is Nichol, at the end of the day, a case of Vesafik. Also, the Peshkachur being done, the Shur is Chayin that way, but Hefsid also has to move a person, can't be Mekel. My sister Sofik. Now, on the Tzad, to be Machmer, he says Sofik. The word that the Shur is Chayin, has to move.
Shach doesn't fit.
Now, so again, those won't argue.
I'm saying in the Shach,
says the Torah of the Rashi, what it says. But is he going to greet the case of Kula and Yishami and Shabbos?
Master
of Klima. What's the law of Shabbos? That means if you go only to the Rashba, Shabbos is no more Karti Machmer. That's why by Shabbos, Rosh Mishmur says, who's being Michael? El Rav Hashem
Neshach. I'm saying Kedek Klima is also Bishop,
no? Not by Shabbos, not Bishop. The Sinus Tam. Only the Sinus
Tam. Only the Sinus
Tam. That's very clear. Throw the Rashba, the Sinus Tam. They're very clear. The two sukkahs. Bishop and the Sinus Tam. Now, on the Tzad, the Machmer, there are numerous questions over here. The word machmel chachil is to how far to apply this chumash shemoy. Speak out four different points over here. Number one, it has to be a case that the chumash is not yad sledes shemoy. That means it's cold. No, right. Vagna. So how hot? So the words of the yamshu shloim brought down on the shach. Kol is man shu cham. As long as it's hot. I'll let the olim discuss what that means and think about what the word means. Whenever it's hot. Room temperature is hot.
More than room temperature.
Yeah. And yes. So it's certainly something that's less than 110 Fahrenheit. Something less than 40 degrees Celsius. How far down? Yesh lotim. Number one has to be something that's hot.
So what's
number
the temperature
two.
Of the ham?
Exactly.
You come on to the
number two, you have to realize the Shach himself points out, before there's a mysterious Daka Moshe in this halacha over here. Shach ends off that we have one time a Daka Moshe called Gimel might be Machmer. The other time, it clowned the design, it comes to be Mekel. You have a spear. And Dr. Moshe is really on both sides. The Taz calling him to be Mekel, other coming to be calling him to be Machmer. So there's an in between Mahalach over here. The Kalam say there are two cases of it, the case of Eichel, the case of Caleb. Which case you come to say that Loch is by Kli should not Yad Sladisboy to be Machmer? Is it the case over here only about Eichlim, when it's hot, when I Yad Sladisboy, even the case of a Kli? So my sister, come along the pre-regarded by us, speaking to the Minchas Yaakov, to answer this dearest Daka Moshe. One sign that the only time to be Machma, not Yad Sadesvoy, is by food. Not by Kalim. Kalim has left some Koyach, Chachma Zad goes this way, leave it by the Shulchan in the Mulum, and says, I am chlazed to be Machma, but only to be Machma in the case of Eichlin, and not by the case of Ekli. That means he makes a limitation on this halacha to answer the Shach's Kasha, the steers of the Daka Moshe over here. A fair point in this Chumro. What's the loch by klisheni? Do you say that idea of not yad sledes by tin machmer klisheni? They point out it's the sugi mitzad yishami, it's our chokma and the klishen nothing do to be machmer klisheni. About not, they say I was mitzad the tour of the Rashba, then to be machmer in the case of klisheni. Therefore, if you go like the Rashba's reason, brought on the back with machmer in a klisheni. You go, however, like the Am Shloimer, he's coming from the yishami, right? So only klishen to be machmer, beisakov deli rabo. They write only machmer in the klishen. Maisa come along the Pirim Gadol and says the Chachil be Machmer Klisheni because we have two regions falling around over here. And for another Nafkamino or fourth question over here is we're saying to be Machmer when it's Klishen that's not Yad Sledes Voy. What's the loche? Does it have any dafkwins on the Eish or even not our Eish? That means come along the Chachmazod and Tilo Dov, they're saying the whole Achokah here is not Yad Sledes Voy. We don't keep it on the fire or not. It's not Yad Sledes Voy. I said, Hashemi, the word of the Yamshu Shloim and the Beis Yaakov is Sho'imen al Ha'ish. Those are the words, the Eli Rabo. They said that Loshen. They have the Pesach Chuvin, he brings it down to Shurash Chahain. He says, the only time to be Machma for this Chumor is Dafka the situation with Sho'imen al Ha'ish, or Eitzel Ha'ish. But it's not al Ha'ish, not to be Machmer. Others come along, Mudai Malochim, or Rabbi Lerner, he comes along and says, really depends, in Shabbos or Issev Heter. If the Gate is to give Shabbos, it's a Dinah Choka al Ha'ish, Dafka from the case of al Ha'ish. Even not al Eish, but Machab, which sugi coming from? And what by Shabbos to only al Eish, Mashagin Isavetar. So come on the Tzati Machbut, Machalik Zeshokal, four questions. Number one has to be Sascham, by Dr. Chaim will tell you exactly what the Shia that is. A second, the sugi is that we place one say Dr. Case of Eichlim. A third thing is, I want to say, is who the Klippa Sheni Nath depends what sugi coming from. The fourth point is, if Daka Imin Al Eishon Nath, also a Shailah. Second Machalik is Yab Shalom versus the Shach over the sugi of Iwi. So if, again, to send the sugi of Iwi, you have to go back to the sugi of Shabbos. We have a Gemara on Shabbos, and Daf Membeis and Beis, place of exam Machalik is the Rashbam versus the Tam, that's the Rosh. What's the Loch of the Iwi? That means we know in Shabbos, Klivishan is Mavashal, Klivishan is not Mavashal. Iwi means you're pouring from a Klivishan to a Klishani. Does Iwi have a get of a Klivishan? Does Iwi have a get of a Klishani? If it's Klivishan, by Shabbos we also. If it's Klishani, it's not Mavashal. Come on, Tosfos. It means that according to Rashbam, has a get of a Klishani. And therefore, it says to Rashbam, an Iwi on Shabbos, not Mavashal, in my sense, Mutter. No problem. At Sada Sheni, the Rea Tosfos, the Rea Tam of the Rosh, they come along and say, Iwi is Klivishan. In fact, Tosfos, I, how can we hear Klivishan? Ask the Kuloi, we know the Sugar of the Togavar. And the Tosfos is not Mamish Klivishan, it's still not Klishani, it's in between, it's a Geta of Klip over here. That means the Geta Shabbos, what's the Locha Machlekes? The Rashbam says it's Mutter, the Rea Tam says the case of a Klipo. How do we paskin? So the Simish Nuches, and the next Sif in Sif Yod, says the Machaber, by the case of Iwi, it's Osir. Hamas is Osir, says the Mishmur, Osir Kedei Klipo. How far Osir Kedei Klipo, says the Mishmur, according to the Magarvam, even B'diyeved, there's a Knas from Osir Kedei Klipo. Now, if you learn Hilchos Shabbos, Mishmur and Simish Nuches, Sif Kon Beis, has a Kral. Says anything that's Machlokes of Peshkim, some say it's Mutal Radchilo, we're not going to make a Knas upon it. The question is, Rashbam says it's Mutal Radchilo. Why make a Knas upon it? So the Mishmur in Sifkotin Beis, he asks this question upon himself. He says, Ayin, Sifkotin Lama Beis, that's the Magen Avraham there. The end of a Tzarch in Knas. So we'll leave the Mishmur's Kasha as is, good question. But at the end of the day, we pass from Lochel Negei to Shabbos is Klipo, how far, even the Eved, there'll be a case of Knas over here. Adkan Shabbos. Now the gate to Issev Heter. Is Issev Heter the same Sugya as Shabbos? That means again we have Rashbam and we have Ben Tam. According to Rashbam, that's Mutter that we do not pass like. Of course, the case over here, by Issev Heter, is only a case of a Klipo, not more than a Klipo. However, the Ben Tam that we do pass like, the case of the Klipo by Shabbos, maybe Issev Heter and Lemaisa is more Chomer. Again, why should it be more Chomer? By now, everyone should know the basics. Shabbos and Sugi is Bishul. Masha'ekin, Issev Heter, the Sugi is Nesinas Tam. By Bishul, we have to have a stronger fire. Masha'ekin, we see clearly the basis of the Torah of the Rajbo. That the idea over here by the Sias Tam, translating one for another, did not change the Gruba Dov, just giving it taste, then the Maisa at least less of a Koyach. If so, maybe over here, against the Iwi, the Sugi will be a case over here of Kuloi. That's really the second Shiloh over here. They point out only according to Ben Tam, not according to Rashbam. Yeah. Shach speaks to that. Now, the Maisa, come on, Vishach. And he quotes this about the Aruch, and he says, even though Mashal say Kuloi, no, we're right, he had different rayas, kashas, I'd make a little bit of porto, Klipo. Leave it at the end of the day, it's a case only with Klipo. I'm also going to go this way, it's Prima Godim, Chavdas, to Kiv Eger, or Chashulchan, or the Yad Yudo, Chachmazodim, Agam. You read the Taz, it sounds like you passed from the Yam Shalim in the case of his case of Kuloi. I mean, it sounds like we do have Machlokes over here, if it's Kuloi or Klipo. Now, this whole time, Machlokes is a case where it's l'chora not nifsek hakiluach. That means when you go to the aloch in Hilchos Shabbos, over there it says to make a knas upon it, it's only when it's loy nifsek hakiluach. It's nifsek hakiluach, there won't be a knas b'dievet. V'yar adover. The person has, let's say, a kettle on the fire, therefore, or anything, and he pours from it. So if the stream is coming out straight from it, and it hits the cup, it's still attached to the source, that's called loy nifsek hakiluach. But let's say you pour it, pick it up, miyad, before it hit the bottom of the cup, it was not connected to the source. Or let's say a stream coming through, you put your hand through it, it connects to the source. That's called a case of nifsek hakiluach. Over there, the question is there makarti machmer, where it's not connected to the source of the chumo of the iroi, even according to Rebbein Tam? So it speaks out the Shup Neishor, that's the grandfather of Neishor, the Rebbe of the Shach. He says the Maestro, when it's nifsek, where's the makarti machmer? It's not connected to the source, nothing to do with the creation. The words of the Chaznish, Yodei Simon Tess, Ein Ledovet Zeh Makar. There's no Makar to be Machmer. Maiso, he's pointing out, who's he quoting against? The Shach, by us. Kamul Chadish says, the Shakwa says, Nifsak Uloi Nifsak will not make a difference. Either way, we're coming to Aser, the Sugya of Kedei Klipo. What Mechalik? We're talking about the place given away. Pimgon Chavadas, Choch Mazodim, Yad Yudo. Now, why is that so? Pimgon says, it's not Medina, it's not a Sugya anymore. It's a Chum Ba'almo, says Pimgon. Why are we going to equate the two Sugyas one to another? Chavadas speaks out as a Chum, it's masculine, there is no clear Makar. Why we had this Chum before, we have to get the Loch and Simit Tarak Alam, where the Chum is coming from. We have no clear Makar, we have a Chum over here. Therefore, the Nafkamina being negated to case of Shabbos, but you have it. By case once Nifsak Luach won't be a Knas, it's Chumra. Loin Nifsak Luach be a case of Knas, by case of a Klipo. So again, so we went to the second Machalikis of the Yamshu Shleimo versus the Shach. Yamshu says the case of Iwe is Kuloi. Most places can say the case over here is Klipo. Not much Nafkamina, just how much to ask it over here. There is another question over here in the get to. What's the difference in the category of a Klirish and the Gerita Iroi is how do you look at your Metzekes, your ladle? Is your ladle, when you put it inside, is it a Klirishan? Is it a Klisheni? Definitely get of Iroi. We'll put it to the side, it's a long shark, long Taz, and the Edom Simon Tzadik Beis, what exactly the Lochov is, in Kamen Koimoi. The next Machlok is the Loch Negerita a Klisheni. Now, first we have to find what is the Klirishan, what is a Klisheni, and we'll have to what Machlok is by Klisheni. We have a Gemara on Shabbos, Nachmim and Beis, which is on the Marmokim sheet, the Eilim Shav saw it, seen it, should be pretty clear. The Gemara speaks out that Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Avdimi went to the Merchatz with Rabbi. Rabbi said, do me a favor, put a paksho shemen inside the batio. Take a jar of oil, put it inside the batio. Now, how do you go do that? You have a bayav, batio is a kli rishon. So Rabbi said, tool the kli sheni v'tayim. Take a bucket from this batio, take it out, and in this bucket of water, put the shemen inside. Actual shemen. You have a bucket, that's a klisheni. Put the shemen inside. Says the Gemara, Shema mino, klisheni is not mavashal. That means you want to know what the lochem Shabbos klisheni? The Gemara says from Maaseh Rebbe, Rabbi Yitzchak is not mavashal. I want back before we spoke at last Gemara, either Kalei Bishal, or Mestik mavashal, or Yan Nichlis by, right, to put in Chumas or Dahogosh. Those are the reasons why I'm machmer. But the Gemara says, the Klolius, klisheni is not mavashal. Now, first, you can ask a question, how in the world did Rebbe go to the Merchatz, the top of Shabbos? Everyone knows you can't go to the Merchatz. That's 101. So Rashi asks this question, and Rashi says, based on the sugya earlier, it's a case of Chamei Tverio. It's Chamei Tverio, the Chazal didn't ask for Chamei Tverio. Based upon this, what exactly is the Metzius that happened over here? You have a case of Chamei Tverio, these worlds are coming up, that are going somewhere, that's a Klirishon, and you come to take a bucket, and you take it out, and you have a Klirishon. What's the Metzius? Says Rashi, basically, you have pipes that are running from Chamei Tverio into Abatio. That's what's happening over here. Pipes from Chamei Tverio into Abatio. Now, what happens? It's Shabbos. And this Abatio is a Klirishon. What? No, in Chamei Tverio, it wasn't fine. Gemara says. Now, so you have over here a case of pipes that went to Abatio, and this Abatio is a Klirishon. What happened? Are the pipes closed on Shabbos or open on Shabbos? Is it still connected to the source or not? So I point out, before the two different primogodims, there's one primogodim by us that says over here, more on Shabbos, primogodim on Shabbos that says over here, even though the case is nifsak kiluach, it's not connected, but since it went in being connected, still is a get of reclamation. However, there's another primogodim on the sugya, the Rosh Yosef, Daf Mem, says only if it's still connected, if the pipes are stopped, now the batya together with klisheni, meaning biar dollar. First question is pipes in general. We see a very important klal over here. People always discuss. I have a dud shemesh. It's boiling hot over there. It's going through my pipes, gets to my sink. What's the pipes over here? What's the locho? So we see clear. Shmir Shabbos brings down paragalif right away. The pipes that are connected to the source of the gedev klivishim. That's not a question. That's the Gemara. The Gemara says chamei tverio pipes. Says Rashi. Into Batio, your pipes that come out that connect to the source is a Klirishon. But Moshe does it true when you're a day, Chalakimel, maybe our pipes are cold, you're mixing it with cold water. He gets involved with the Matthias, says, maybe why it's not exactly the same sugya over there, those pipes are hot, and those pipes are not being mixed with cold water. Fine. But Beklolius, to come along and say it's going through pipes and coming to over here is definitely category of Klisheni, the Gemara says, according to Rashi, it's not the case. Pipes connect to the source is a Klirishon. That's Aleph. Sure. Again, our pipes might be a little bit different, but that's the facts. Now again, we have two ways to learn the sugya. Either it's still connected to the source or not connected to the source. Therefore, simple case. Usually what we have, let's say you have a kettle on the fire, and you want to make a coffee on Shabbos, you pick up the kettle, you pour it into your cup. So what is your cup? Your cup right now is a kli sheni. What's the lot of kli sheni? It's not mevashel, we'll make you coffee, it's klalim over here. Not a problem, crazy kli sheni. The question now is the other way. Let's say you have an urn. The red light is on, and you hear it going. So right now it's cooking. And you open it up, and you have a cup underneath, and water comes out inside your cup. Now that urn is a kli rishon, it's being mechubar to a kli rishon that's working, and the cup's over here. And then what happens? You shut the urn, right? You don't want to keep running. What's in that cup? Is that cup a kli sheni, or is that cup a kli rishon? What is that cup that came from your urn? So, come on, the people called me a day, 7th out of K, he says, it's a kli rishon, obviously, because... Because it came, this case of El Batio, it came from the source. The case over there was connected. It came in, it was a Kli Rishon. It was connected. Again, it was connected. Right? It came in, it was Loin Nifsak. It came into your cup. Now it's a Kli Rishon. Now you shut it. It was a Kli Rishon. It stays a Kli Rishon. Why? The case of El Batio, what happened? It was a Paisach HaMeit Ferio. On Shabbos they closed it. The Gemara's calling it a Kli Rishon. And to make it Kli Sheni, you have to get a bucket and take it out. Says Rashi, at least one walks down the street, he says to Pima Godem, that's the Kleis and Kli Rishon. Therefore, in time of the Krah, time Kli Yashkim Yang, the Chazan is held that your cup on Shabbos, the first cup, is a Kli Rishon. And how do you make a tea on Shabbos? You put it into a second Kli, that would be the Kli Sheni. Because your first Kli is a Kli Rishon.
But then
it's still
the
Hermit Kli
Rishon. What?
I mean,
when I'm pouring it, it's still
Kli
Rishon.
Yeah,
so
I guess
not
the source
anymore. He's saying the second cup, you'd have to be careful that you read.
The second cup is
not the source anymore.
The second cup is also.
It's like. I said the urn is on. I was very clear. The urn, when it's on, the urn is off, I'm something else. That's like picking up the kettle. Fine. When the urn is on, it's connected. So it's like everyone understands the urn's a Kli Rishon, the club's a Kli Rishon. And therefore, Stromach has a Shuvah Nechel Galef. He used to live half the year in Johannesburg and half the year in Eretz in Narnov. And half the year in Johannesburg, he writes, "Do Rashi Bekila? I told my Kila in Johannesburg. How in the world can we make a whole that couple of is a Kli Sheni? We have a Chaznish, we have Rashi, we have a Prima Gun over here. It's difficult to get a Kli Rishon. Be very careful." The Sefer Ella the Lochus. So the body, you have to make three cups over here, make coffee on Shabbos. How do you get a Kli Shlishi over here? The first cup is a Rishon, second is a second, the third is a third. The first cup is not a Sheni over here. It's not a Sheni, obviously. It's not a Sheni. The Chamud Daniel quotes his Prima Godem, and he says, "My said, there's Dovah Tmu over here. What are you talking about? He wants to shout the Sugya different. The case over there, you get involved, it was not showing the pipes, still connected. Once you shut it, now this case is a Kli Sheni over here. And words out once it's nifsak from the original source, muskim kola poiskim, not the way. A Moshe, when he quotes it, says it's a chiddush gadol, this concept of here, this prima godim, to be machmer, that your first cup is a case of a cup of a kli sheni, it's a kli rishon, but it's a case of kli sheni. So the Ashi went this way. So the Isma Bukhla, how exactly define your cup that's connected to the source when it's disconnected from the source, what exactly is it? Shlomo Zalman and Licha Shlomo, They showed him the Chaznish, and he says, in time of the Kor, says it's double t'mur. The Chaznish writes in Archaim a lot, and doesn't tell us Talmidim what to go do. In a personal hobby, maybe. But Maisa, he should have wrote it in Chaznish. And the Yisrochot HaShoni, he says, maybe he didn't Torah's Chumro over here. It's not Torah's Chumro. Maisa, Shmir Shabbos, in Paragal, in the footnote, he said, there are two sides over here. That different people of Gomes, two ways along the Sugyo. Moshe is a Chiddush, but Maisa, two ways along the Sugyo. What exactly is it?
Does it make a difference if the cup is metal?
No. I wouldn't advise you to use a metal cup. Styrofoam might be an interesting question according to Abelski, but no, it shouldn't make a difference. The Mice is clear, the minute you're based upon the faces and the reaction I get over here, is that the first cup that comes out of the urn is definitely get a Kli Sheni. That's clear that way. Mice, those who are Machmer, you should be listening. There is a Makor over here. To be Machmer, there's a Shell Al Rid Rashi, there's a Pimgum that way. There are those, Maisa Chandish went this way, Rav Shlomo, there are those who go this way, and Moshe himself, there are two ways to understand the sugya over here. Fine. So Maisa, that's how we define a Kli Sheni. Yishlodim, again. So we have, again, this cup, that still is a Kli Sheni that came from a kettle. A kettle you pick off the fire. That's really not nichol from the source itself. Now what's the loch in the case of a Kli Sheni? So first, to see there's a chilvut in the case of a klivishin and klisheni, we see clearly two different places, one by Basel B'cholov, one by Shabbos. The case of Shabbos he mentioned before him, the Gemara is very clear and said by a case of when Rebbe went to Ambatya, Ditzik went after him and took a bucket out of the klivishin, went out of the klisheni, the Gemara says, Shmamino, klisheni not mavashal. So number one, we see a clear chilvut by the case of Shabbos, Aleph. Second, by case of Basel B'cholov, the Gemara in Chulin Daf Kuf Dalel and Beis, the Gemara speaks out, and Halacha the Olam knows, you cannot put fleishiks and milks on the same table. Can't do that. Why? Gzeres in the bayo, you might put a yalu be'ilfus reisachas, reisayach. You might have a hot frying pan on the table. Directly more, a hot frying pan on the table, what's the big deal? It's a klisheni. And the klisheni should not be a problem. And the Gemara, talking about the ilfus, that's the ilfus of a rishon. It's a klirishon. Now you see, by bosu b'cholov, there is no din of being mavash bosu b'cholov by klisheni, only by klirishon. So we see two different makaris clearly that klirishon and klisheni have two different halachas, and the makel by bosu b'cholov and by Shabbos. That now leads to our case over here. What's the halacha negate to Shariser? What's the halacha negate to us? Now, to understand the svar mechal between klirishon and klisheni, we have to go back to our places that Mem and Beis and Shabbos. Tosis speaks out, what's the svar to mechalak? He says, by the case of a klirishon, was Eimin al Eish, it heat up the walls, it's been maxed the chaim over here, it retains the heat over here, and therefore has more of a koich than a klisheni. Masha Enkin a klisheni, the walls are cold over here, it's not retained the heat over here, and therefore come along and it has a cool to get in the gate of Sugir Shabbos. That means the chilik, says Tosis, is that the walls are hot or not. If the walls are hot, it retains heat. If the walls are cold, it cools down what's inside of it. That's for to mechalak. Now, there's a big tumult with Claudius. How do you understand the metzias of this tesis? As the way how Moshe Kazis, a few hundred years ago, 400 years ago, really asked the question, which Shlomo Zalman is very clearly. You have to understand, the klisheni can be 95 Celsius, and the klirishon can be 70 Celsius, or put in Fahrenheit. A klisheni can be 200 Fahrenheit, and a klirishon can be 150 Fahrenheit. And you come along and tell me, klirishon, yeah, that's mavashal. Why it's 150 Fahrenheit? By klisheni, that's 200 Fahrenheit, that's not mavashal. Michel al adas. Could be so.
So it goes down much quicker, so it never gets a chance to cook.
But again, one is 200 Fahrenheit, it's 50 degrees hotter. Well, for you, it's 95 Celsius. 95 Celsius, klisheni, not mavashal. Magic klirishon is what is 70 Celsius, that is mavashal. The klirishon. How can it be that way? Or the way that Baal Shulchan that way, is it? Just test it. We have a kefela. Right? We know kefela is because I always talk about it. You want to know if the sea is tam the klisheni or not. We have a homo vuchu ve'atah, shach, machleik is b'chad b'amo. Well, go see. Go put something in the klisheni and go test it and see if the sea is tam here or not. Go ask any yid. That's hetch beheter. See this time over here. So there are different ways. So I think the easiest way of saying over might be the hardest thing to understand. But the revisement has shirim over here on kofei on the sugyo. And his words are, his teretz is very simple. You need a lot of amunas chachamim. That's the answer. You need a lot of amunas chachamim. But so now with this idea, this amunas chachamim that we all have on the sugyo over here, that klisheni is not mavash on Shabbos, not by bas b'cholov. The question over here is now how to apply the gate to Issa Vatar. So, I mean, we have one chilik over here. Tosfos says that Svart Mechalik retains heat. There is actually another Mahalik, there's Yerushalmi. What's Mechalik that a klirishon is something that's Aleish? Mashenkin is Shloy Aleish. That's the get of a klisheni. They want to say the Yerushalmi is Lishtosai. That's how you make the Chog Shloy Aleish. But we'll put the Yerushalmi to the side, go the way out, it's brought down by the Shach away from Tosfos. Retains heat because of the walls and that. Now, look in the gate to klisheni. We have to divide up in two categories, one l'chadchilo or one b'di'evet. First l'chadchilo, can you put something in the klisheni? So the Olam Torah, the Torah brings down a Rashba, they bring down a Yesh Omer. Yesh menachom ha-rishonim, who says l'mais l'chadchilo it is mutter. Who are these rishonim of the chachamim? So the Shach always sent himself his own sefer, the Shach Aruch, as his own sefer, it's printed on the back of numerous Torahs. He writes, of course, Rashi takes all the rishonim of the sugya. What time is Rashi? He doesn't know this. Sochem. Fine, but those want to be Mekel, the Chatchilo. Meis the Shach, the Rashi is Mamshach, what time in the Torah? Avad is Osir, how far is Osir? Kedai Klippo. Kedai Klippo. And they have the Mechaba by Osir, the Chatchilo, Kedai Klippo. The Rosh goes this way, the shach of the mice are passed this way. Pitoya prim godam, we ask the kedei klipo. Asad ashlishi. Come on, Yamshu Shlomo. And he wants taino. No, the ghetto he has to aser, true. But aser, kuloi. Kuloi. And that's how the shach begins out of the bach. That's the tad for us to mice make a pass, because kuloi lechatchilo. Bichodosh, chsam soife, yad yudo. But the shulchan wants to go this way. So, again, stop a second. So Maisa, we have first lechatchilo. Either it's going to be mutter, yeshem in the Rashbo, or it's oser. Question: how far the ikkelipas can go? Kuloi, or the case over here, klipo. Now the ikkeshaylo, why the shach wants to argue with the idea of the Yom Shloim or the case of kuloi? He says, let's analyze it. He has one question really. He's a lulim because of kesef over here. He's a lulim because of kesef, and he ends over two side points. Lulim because of kesef is really one question. He points out, we have a case of klirishin, we have iroi, and we have a case of klisheni. Chor goes in darkness. Klirishin should ask the kuloi. Iroi should be the next darko. Klisheni should be the next darko. How much is iroi? Iroi is klipo. That's his right after right after right, iroi is klipo. So how can iroi be klipo and klisheni be kuloi? That doesn't make any havona to it. Iroi is klipo. And the case of klisheni, it can be a case of kuloi, is strong in that. It will get weaker over time. That's it. The ikias kashim. The teretz, who to answer, the chavadas one's answer. Yesh chalik, iroi is a short time. A klisheni, you sing it out of it. A long time, something that's weaker has more shpul than something that is stronger, but it's only a short time. Fine, but that's a machalikis. It's a klipo or kuloi. So, nice again, we have three sheets. Either it's mutter, yeshem the rajbo, or beikir or machmer, either klipo or kuloi. That's the chadchila. But yeah, but what's halacha? So we have the Mechaba where it's very clear. He says, Roy Lochush, Lechatchilo, Hava Bidi Eved, Mutu B'loi Klipo, and you do a case of Adocho. Now why Adocho? It's not our Sugyo. It's Alochan Tzimit Tzadik Aleph, two things that are cold, touching each other. You have to do a case of Adocho, Adocho V'Shivshuf. That means nothing to do with hat. Nothing to do with the Sugyo of the Sinas Tam. It's the idea of two things touching each other. David study. So that means Mechaba is Mekel Bidi Eved. The Ramos sounds like over here he agrees to Mechaba. It's not clear. But in Tzimit Tzadik Ches, he writes over there. Kaimon Klishin is not Mavashul, and Bidiyevin, sorry. That means Amor agrees to Mechava, Bidiyevin, and Maisitz Mutter. The words of Minchas Yaakov, Va'onu Noigim, Bidiyevin, and Maisitz Mutter. The words of Mishlama Kugar, Aminik Lahiris, Bidiyevin, and Maisitz Mutter. The words of Aruch HaShulchan, Ruyva Paiskim. The words of Mishabu and Tafna Mazayin and Pesach, that's the Ikur La'alocho. The words of Amosha, Ladina Noigim, they do not need Hagol. Ladina, that's the Minik Klaisol. Moshe, that's the case of Akfias. Of Sai, the case of Akfias, that's the Minik. Shlomo Zalman goes this way. So first we have a minig from a chaber, Ramo, with Chaz Yaakov, Shlomo Kluger, Achor Shulchan, Amosha, a minig kleinsol, b'dievel ha-maisitz mutter. I want to give the minig out there somehow. Agam, Asad HaSheni. There are the shach among maisit paskins. Now his word by us is not a hefzik kol kach, then to be machmer. So what is not hefzik kol kach? So the shach orach we send you to, it means but hefzik mubi kimekol. That means anything less than Hefzeh Ruba, the Maisa be Machmer. Hefzeh Ruba, the person can be Mekel. And there are those who pass this way. Prima Godim, Chavadas, Yadudu wants to go this way. Asad HaShlishi, the words of the Taz is Hefzeh Godel, V'Dov HaChoshev, Yesh Lachol. Now, I'm not clear what the word Dov HaChoshev is. See, the Baal HaShulchan writes, Loi Borli, what's Dov HaChoshev? Not clear. The Maisa seem to go a Harya Dargo, to be Machmer, a lesson as a Hefzeh Godel, V'Dov HaChoshev. And those who go in between, the word of Hefzeh, the Choch Mazodim, Bavosner, Bada Shulchan, in between. So, Maiso, B'dievet, we have on Hover to a Sir Messiah to make all B'dievet. However, the Numis Paiskim Machmer, Hefzimu, Dabba Choshim, in between. That means to be Machlik is what a lot is the gear to B'dievet. Is it Mutter or not? To make it practical. First, the Klaus were saying over here that everyone agrees what Hefzim, Hefzimu, it can be Mechel. Again, maybe the Taz have to be Dov HaChoshim. Besides that, Avada has to move a person to carry Mechel. A Klal, we mentioned a few times already, and the Ramah has a saving called Torah Schatz. In that Domitor Torah Schatz, Ramah himself writes, when I write something in Mutter, the Hefzeh Merubah, what does that mean? What does make a Hefzeh Merubah when you're an Oni, we call it Shabbos, Orochim, what does that mean? He says, why? Because that's the Ikur Halacha. Anytime you're being anything less than Hefzeh Merubah, being Machmer inside Chumash Shabbai. I mean, sometimes you go to Rav, he tells you it's mutter to have some ruba, and you feel, oh, I don't know, I have some ruba. He says, no, this is aloha. You now follow the aloha. That's why if you use mutter to have some ruba, you can go give it to another person. Why? Because that's aloha. So first you have to realize that what the Svama is saying over here, b'di'evet, saying, going to follow the halacha. That is halacha. Again, when? Hefsedef, Sebubo, each one to its own. B'di'evet, that's halacha. Once you understand that, the numerous times the Svama Maisa Mekel straight out, b'tzirufim, that means example, says the Pima Godim. Let's say you're not sure something fell into a klisheni. It's a suffix. Usually a suffix has to be machmer. Says the Pima Godim over here, it's a svek-sveker. Maisa Svama fell in, with Mekel. One example. So the shishim, not sure, the spoon over here, shishim against it. So the people got him, we'll make him. Why? Because over here it's a chomer shmai. So the gyat slatter spoy, says the people got him, that brings out Minchas Yaakov. Numerous times, especially in the case of the sink. You know, is it more than 110, 113 Fahrenheit? Yeah. Is it more than 160, 70 Fahrenheit? Pashas, no. It's in between. So you're not exactly sure what happened. Your water does not usually hit straight this. Your milk is not straight to fleshiks. It's inside the case of a klisheni. So what's the loch on your sink? You come to Rav, he tells you, no, it's hot, might be hot, not sure, yes, at this point, it's a selfik and a klisheni. Says the people got up to the Minchas Yaakov, might say, it's water. No problem over here. Come on, Masham, Lina Slilo, we know the loch on Simkuf Gimel, in Sif Zain, it's brought down Rashi to his Shito, the East Tam of Gamel is after Lina Slilo. We're not Simkuf on it, only Mitziru. Says Masham, Lina Slilo, with the case of klisheni, or might say, Michael. Says the Prim Golem, this is the Rabbonim. Maise says, Api Chesmon Shabbai, a Rabbonim on a big Vucha should be Mekel. He does end off a Locha in the Omer Klom. Maise, Masham, by the Shukl says, by the Rabbonim, he can't be Mekel. Now, with that says the Beis Meir, the Nefesh Chaya, every Bostom Acholo, you have to realize, we hold by Bostom Acholo, Klishin is not Mavashal. It's clear, the Gemara says that. It's only Chum Mitzan Nesin Nestam. So every case of Bostom Acholo that you have usually in your sink, will never be a din derais over here. It's only din rabbonon. Then there come along any case of a bostam b'chol which should be makel by the case of a klisheni. So come along, we have all these cases that again we are machmel v'al hatchilo, and even b'di evan might be machmel case of a hefsed, but not in the case of a sofik, case of shishim by bostam b'chol rabbonon l'nislaylo, because that's b'ikar we paskin over here. About we makel in all these cases over here, even without the case of hefsed, b'li hefsed we makel. Especially when you have the mechaber, we also make a b'li hefsed. That means, do you have to come up to the Klal of Hefsed? Ulai. But numerous times, you don't have to come up to the Klal of Hefsed. You do have to realize, there are certain chumas you have to get to, the chum of Dav Gush, we didn't get to yet, the chum of Yad Nichlas, we spoke at last chabura. Each one of them is a chum over here. Now, what's he saying that Loch is going to, that Hog and Klai Sol, if you make a B'di'evet, or a certain way, Tzirufu make a B'di'evet, what does the word B'di'evet mean? So, first, I heard from Rav Rubin, Darach HaShabbos, they go over to Noshim and they ask you, could you do something? And you tell them, you can do a b'di'evet. So they say, yeah, so I'll do it. And the Rebbe was like, no, b'di'evet. And they said, yeah, I'll do it. And he said over, he said, Shabbos without a recording, that women have a click in their head. And they hear the word b'di'evet means, yes, you can go do. And some men are women. They have this click. No, the Maisa, b'di'evet means once it already happened already. Now, what's the thing? Now, to define the word b'di'evet, I don't mean women per se. I mean people have that concept, surely. No, women are wonderful, terrific. Well, I was listening, the may have fine. But Maisa, the concept that some people have a click of that, you have to realize B'di'evet means not we go do that. B'di'evet means it already happened. Now, once you have the concept of B'di'evet, what does that mean practically? That means, let's say you have a kli over here, right? Now, I mean, until now it's costing bets and klisheni by food. The loch is you take a kli off, kuloi, what's the loch of food? That's B'di'evet, I want to ask the food. By a kli, let's say, for example, person makes a coffee. Standard case over here, you take a cup, yeshiva, you put inside of it your granulates, or whatever, you put your coffee inside, put sugar inside, you put your hot water inside, you put your milk inside, then you take out your spoon, and you mix it, and oh my gosh, there's a Benjamin spoon over here, fleishiks. So this spoon right now, what's a loch? You have to cash this spoon. You have to cash the spoon. Even not Benjamin, you have to cash it. Why? The cup of it is a klisheni. So you tell me, according to the Mechab Damo, but yeah, but it's fine. The spoon's fine. But I have an option over here. I can go kasher. I can be machsher. Do a case of a golo. Is that golo nichol nechat chilo? Or is that golo part b'di'evet? How would the Mechab tell you to get to your spoon? Before we get to the Shach and Taz, their shito. What would the Mechab tell you to get to your spoon? So there's aloha in Hilchos Pesach and Simon Topnun Aleph Sif Hei. Says Mechaba negate a Pesach Shabbai. What's the loch on negate a kashering things? A Pesach. Says the Mechaber, the Klal Kabbalah Kach Poltoi, the Gemara, the end of Avodah Zarah, how it goes in, it goes out. Says the Mechaber, for example, if it goes in with a Kli Rishon, you kasher to a Kol of the Kli Rishon. If it goes in with a Kli Sheni, says the Mechaber, you kasher to a Kechel Kol of the Kli Sheni. How in the world is Mechaber saying you do have to match some of the case of Kli Sheni? Mechaber over here says Kli Sheni, but you have this kosher. What's going on? First, the Minchas Yaakov is kosher. Said the Minchas Yaakov, it must be that doing Hagol is Nichol Klal of Lechatchilo. Therefore, the Oyel Moshav Kivega over here, Kivega says, on our Mechaber, calling this Minchas Yaakov, is calling the Mechaber in Tavtun Aleph, it says, if you have a spoon, the Lochiz B'dievet, go cash the spoon, even according to the Mechaber, that's Nichol, the category of Lechatchilo.
Cash the Klishen.
Fine. Rechlami. But my says, go cash it. That means to go this spoon over here, according to the Mechaber of Kiveger, you have to go machshir it. You have to go machshir it. Now, this idea that you have to go machshir, look again, Rakhilo, the numerous people are going to bring down this concept also, whether by us, on Kof Gimel, Samaches, or Nokas Initial, couldn't bring it down. Maiso, not that simple. In Hilchot Pesach, Toftan Aleph, Pshat and the Mechaber, in fact, the Sharet Zion, he says, Mechaber is at him, Achmo is Dvom Tmuim. In fact, the Goyim Dvom Tmuim, they don't answer. That means the Mishabura and the Goyim, the Chur is arguing the case of the Shach over here. Or the Minchas Yaakov over here. That's not in the category of the Chatil. Don't be Machshir. A Pasha is the Chur, Shach that way in Simit Tzadik Gimel. And therefore, there are those, for example, I know people, it's a Verkwist, you have to Machshir your spoon. Verkwist says you don't have to. People say, but if you get on the page, exactly, you got it. Pashas why? It's a Mishnah Brua, it's a Goyin over here, it's a Shach over here. And Maisa, Moshe writes in Tshuva, Ledinoi Noigim She'ein Tzach HaKolo B'dievet. That's the case of Kviyas. Moshe is a mini Klai soul, it's not to worry about this concept. I have a Mechaber, who the way to answer what the Shach over here brings down, you need another Mechaber, Tovton Aleph, he says, Chumun de Pesach. Pesach is different. Everyone knows, we wash walls down, you shall me. We have Chumun de Pesach over here. So once we have an idea of a chum and pesach, the yeshiva chalak harve, the shach being down the sword to mechalak by us in Tovton Aleph, and therefore not to compare the two sugyos. Therefore, the halacha, Shlomo Zalman says the spoon according to mechaber is fine. Rav Nevinzal says it's fine. Rav Zvil says it's fine. That means the mavucha in the mechaber shita, what the halacha is the b'di'evit in the case of your spoon that's klishayni. Again, Vreger on the page, Minchas Yaakov, those who might as well paskin, you do a case of agolah. Maisa Moshe says the minig, the dinay noigim. You don't need a case of a goal, even b'di'evet.
Put in the water, it shouldn't be yet to let us. I have to put in the milk.
Yeah.
It's generally not to let us anymore.
I don't know how you make your coffee. Okay. you're embarrassing them over here.
Okay.
Now, another point negate to your spoon, is you have to realize the shach, when you come home to be machbel, this is the case of a hefzid rubo. He says we machbel the case of oichel klipo, a case of a kli cheres. Now he left out the case of a kli mateches. What happened to a metal spoon over here? We don't discuss it. So come along though. Chagur Shmuel, the Yad Yudon, they want to know the mateches being balea less than a cheres in the case of oichel. A spoon is better. The words about a shulchan is machbel. He says yesh oichel ksas yesh by kli mateches. Means right from the shakat simit hamaches that a metal thing. The metal mice has less of a reason to be machmor upon it. Metal is less porous. Or if you want, negate to us. People say under the table that our kelim are non porous. And therefore, the question in general, why in the world are we machshir our kelim for? You can go test all your kelim. There's no test with either kvelo or to any chemistry test over here. How to go test it? They're non porous. And why in the world are we machmor for at all? And there are those who the staff is sugi over here. That means the Megillah Sefer, and the end of a Sefer, it means on Shlomo Zalman, it means on Shmuel Orbach. These bit serious, they bring down the concept that our kelim are not porous by metal. Now, the fact that we're not knowing this way, that's our hoga, can we the whole Shulchan Aruch, I'll have to get to the sugi of why we are machmor on our kelim. But there is another serious over here, why not to worry about your spoon, because technically it is non porous. So, fine, so my to get to your spoon, you thought you have. Either according to the Mechaber, you have a sword to make over here, literally get it up in the event. Even according to the Shach, it's a case of Kli Matechas over here, and therefore you also have not a reason, even according to the Shach, who's Machmer, and did not make over the event, like Kli Cheres maybe himself, he does agree to be make over here.
Matechas.
One more point. to put everything together, in this case over here, we have we have a case over here, klisheni, not mavashu. However, klisheni might be mavlut or mavliya. How much kloy klipa? There's a lotion over here they call mavl mavliya ke'echad. What is the ta'an shach, yam shishloimo, mavl mavliya ke'echad. Now, what does that mean? So, I think I can tell all the people who were incorrect about what the pshat is. But, according to the case over here, it means in the Taj and Shach, when you have a spoon that's being belay or something, to go out and do something else, have you be pilot what's inside of it, and being belay in something else. That means it has to do a double act. That means if you have two pieces over here, Isser and Heter, that's called Mavlet or Mavlia. It goes from Isser straight to the Heter. But let's say you have two Heters. In one of the heter, you have Blias of Isser. So how do you get the Blias of Isser out? You have to be pilot from the heter that has the Blias of Isser. And be belay it down the heter. That's what it means to do a double act. Be mablet, umavliya ke'echod, and the kli sheni, the ilm says that cannot be done. That's the taz and shach. That means the gam, the bach says it can. They do pass it away. However, coming the taz and shach, and yam shloimo, mablet, umavliya ke'echod, cannot be done. Cannot take a blia that's inside and be pilot. That's a big ikka place to go. Again, a bleat inside something cannot come out. Now the world does say it's similar to a chest over the event, but might say it cannot come out. If so, with this idea, let's try to put one case together. Go back to this coffee case. You have a case over here. Again, you have this cup over here. You have the coffee inside, the sugar inside. Sugar, to say that, I'm not sure that's bad or good. Put your sugar inside, put your hot water inside, then you put your milk inside, then you put your milk spoon inside. The question is, what's the spoon? What is the coffee? And what is the cup? What's your fleshy spoon? What's your milk coffee? And what's your coffee that's also milk mix? What is the luck of all three over here? All three, that's the shadow here. So let's go through each one. First, the gate to the spoon. What's the luck to it? So Miguel Saver says, very simple, he has Mamash's case over here and he writes, Kiveger, Milchas Yaakov, you have to capture your spoon. Why? Kiveger. Maisel. Yes, a Berkowitz will tell you, and he did. Don't have a kashi spoon. And then himself, don't have a kasher. Why? Because either the minute Klai souls be slimmer from the Chabar Mobi the Evan, like a Moshe says over here, no problem. But you can always be start that you have a Klimatechas. Klimatechas. Also, the Rabban, right? Multiple reasons. Different reasons. The gate to the Mashko, the coffee over here. So the first thing is, when the person, you call, someone comes up to you and says, this is what I did. The first thing you should ask the person, is a spoon a ben yoyim or not ben yoyim? If your spoon, the fleshy spoon, is not ben yoyim, or even in the case of a slavic, look at simikov gimel sefei, is the maisi kov, he's fine, leif tam lefkam. If he tells you it's a ben yoyim, then what's halacha? Let's go to the shitas. According to the mechaber, according to the amor, it's b'di'evet. You can drink your coffee. According to the shach, it's klipo. These shishim verse they're klipo. Unless the case of a hefzit. According to the Taz, the Lachta means Shishim versus Kuloi, less Hefzim move with Davachoshev. That's how well you make your coffee. It's really Davachoshev over here. That'll come out according to three Shishis over here. Now, the gate to your cup. What?
Is there Shishim in the cup negative
three
of the spoon?
Don't know. So now you say something Shishim. Don't know. Maybe you have to, maybe Tash Reitim. Don't know. Now, the gate to your cup, what's the Lachta? So speak to the deck of Bubba over here on the Taz. You have to realize this is Mavlam of Liakechot. This is Mamash of Taz and Shach. You have a blia inside your spoon, have to be pilot, go inside your coffee, and then go from your coffee inside your cup. Speak to the deck of Bubba, brought down the Vada Shochan, the cup, the Maisa of Vada, to be a case over here that's water. Now we'll see later on in the simon, maybe it's not that simple, but right now, it seems to be pretty straightforward. The cup should be water. The spoon, part of the motion, should be motor, a gamble could argue with Kiveger. They gave you a coffee, what? What? As I said, depends on the simon. Right, that's the mitzvah of shach. But right now, the technical bubble will be right, brings down. You see why it's motor later on, we get to. I says, Beseder. The technical bubble here on the Taz says, it's Babbali Akechot, Imam Chat's case. Babbali Akechot, begin by the Shulchan. Your mug, a gamble, your mug is a Kli Cheres. And the shach says, we mach in the case of a Kli Cheres over here. Maisi among maisi and motor. Should not be a problem, even according to the shach. What? And back to the coffee, again. Chabra amor will be motor. According to the shach, shishim versus the klipa. According to the taz. I mean, I wouldn't advise to drink over here. The Chor Dissa made me throw in two more reasons why to Mekel. Is that Kamuk is a Chiddush Tukka. One is you have to get involved with, first of all, of his Bas B'Cholov. And again, you have the basement, Nefesh Chaya, that's said by Bas B'Cholov, not to mark the case of Klisheni. But hey, there's a Chiddush Tukka on Moshe. Moshe says that the whole idea of Mavav Leka Echot, this double act over here, we're saying again, the bleed that's inside the spoon can come out and go inside your mug, it's a double act. So Moshe, another case is a double act. Let's say it's something that's cold. You have to heat it up and then make a pilot. He says, also, nichel the category of mavel mavliyak echad. He writes, he says, it's a double chiddush. He wants to argue the musachroinim, he had the musrayas to it, the musklob to it. One taina of the locha is that you put in your case over here that's cold and you have to heat it up. That means your cold spoon has to be heated up and spit out. You can even mount your coffee that way. It's nichel the category of mavel mavliyak echad. It's a double act. You have to heat up the spoon and pilot from the spoon. Now, they point out, you look at the Yom Shalom by us inside, he writes this case, and he's asking this case, definitely get a mouth of Mavliya. People go to not that way, or Shul not that way, you have to do it not that way. Fine, you have to address the Moshe's values back and forth, but the Nachat Tziv, the Svarim being down, the Moshe's Chiddush over here, the call of Moshe's Chiddush, himself writes, Dovah Chodesh, like saying Chodesh also Matayo, but fine, the Maisa Moshe writes, Dovah Chodesh over here, the Nachat together of Mavliya Vyaka Echon, since you heat up and spit out. So again, I want to speak out with a charusa. What's the lachan to get to your cup, your spoon, and your coffee? That would be a good way to bring out the point of practically a lachan l'maisa. And it happens all the time, this question. And then once you get it claw in your fingertips, when it happens in your house, it's very, very simple to answer the shiloh. Next. Kli shlishi. What's the lachan? So, I think the laws, the Moshe's shita, at least in Shabbos, he said, lo matosi anywhere the klal of kli shlishi. And therefore, kli shlishi l'maisa, a person of Vada can make on Shabbos. Again, how I'll deal with the Klishlishi on Shabbos, Bikin the Mekel, that's a case of Vada Kalabishal. Whatever, Vada Kalabishal, each one onto its own. The gate to Issa V'Heter, is there a loch of a Klishlishi or not by Issa V'Heter? So there's a Chassam Sefer that's brought down by the Pesach Tshuva and Simon Tzadik Dalet. His words are, no nafkamino, between a Klishlishi, 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 sorry, Klishlishi, Klishlishi, once you ask last one, you'll be Machu Klishlishi, Machu Kate Klishlishi. Look, brought down by the Bada Shulchan. The Maisa Peskachuv is a Mamshech, says the Chassam Sefer, Hamoyim Shlonu ain't Noigim Kain. Our place did not go this way. Now you have to realize, Klisheni itself is the Mechab Amor and Mechel B'Diavet. But Moshe says, the Minik is go like the Mechab Amor. And then we gave a Minik L'Doris this way already. Pointed out from the Chazakov, Shlom Klugan, and others. Now those want to argue. To take it in the case of the Klishlishi is like a double Chumavir, and that Peskachuv himself says, ain't Noigim Kain, we're not Noig this way. If Shlom Klugan says not this way, or Shlom says not this way, and the words of Avos and Rais Kabuduma Shemunik Olim is not to worry about it. Kli Shlishi. What? No, Avos Chatzilu Mach. You don't mix things up in Chatzilu. If you run your house away, the Chatzilu got issues. No, no. Even cold people do Chatzilu. Right. But don't do that. Don't do it. A simple Rabbi Forrest writes in the Sefer, can you use a mixer to put inside something that's a part of a mixer and put in cream that's milk to mix it? So he writes, scrupulous people should not, don't do that. It's cold, he writes, Medina is motor. But to run a household that way, to put your milk inside something that's powerful, which there's no issue, no one any problem with it. You run your household that way is why robes get numerous shilas for that reason. I mean, anyone has one oven always has numerous shilas. People with two ovens have no shilas. So we don't want, I mean, one thing about Ari, you want to put your trafe spoon and eat cereal with it. To ask for it is very hard. Of course, shachs and talcal to mice's mutter. But don't always use your trafe spoon to eat cereal. That's not what you do. Then you can have your magic shelf also. We don't have magic shelves in the house.
But your flation mixer is cold milk. Also, it's nothing wrong with
it. We don't have it because it's magic.
No, that's being wrong, even though technically it's fine. Pyro is not being wrong. That's only scrupulous people. Fleishik and Melchik, that's just that's being wrong. Or maybe the other. Sivkimo. The Mechavah starts off the Locha when you have something that is an Issacham, falls on something that is a case of Hetracham. So, you have to realize, by Sif Aleph, we're discussing something that is Chavish, that is based upon time. Sif Bey is discussing something that's visual, based upon heat. Over here in Sif Gimel, with something that's Cham to Cham, the question really is, how much time does it take for the heat to transfer? Put the two ideas together. By kovish we know it's 24 hours. By heat the serious yas lezboy. Does yas lezboy go right away, or there is time where it needs to transfer to go one to another? That means the first ayis over here on Sif Gimel is a pesachshuvas of kon ches who brings down a chamud daniel. Probably the most famous chamud daniel all over anywhere. He discusses, does it take time for a heat, for one thing to transfer one thing to another? Says Chamud Daniel, he says, if a person, for example, let's say his cheese fell inside his soup, meat soup, and you take out miyad, the local mice, it's mutter. The soup, mice is no problem. Miyad, why? He sends it to loch and simen tzadik beis, but the suga tipas cholav fell on top of a piece of meat. The loch is, if it fell on top of a piece of meat, we're going to ask the whole entire chaticho, and then he's shishim verse the chaticho. Says the mechaber and eitzo, very simple. When the tipa falls on top of this piece of meat, he says three options: either mix it quickly, or cover it in molizaya, or take out miyad. And therefore, you only need shishim verse the tipa, and not the whole entire piece of meat. Well, obviously, you see over here, that it's not transfer miyad and chaticho. Otherwise, it's shishim verse the chaticho. If you do it miyad, take it out, or you cover it, or you mix it, then we should only need shishim versus the case of the teep over here. So you see that locha, that transferring of tam through heat does not happen right away. First country on the page, Belichalik, passing away by the Nevshachayo, the Archashulim writes Divei Tamei. Now the Kavachayim says you still need a case of Netilo. Maisa, as the Bia'im points out, seems a place, no, Maisa is mutter. You need nothing over here. So first, we have a Piskachuva that says to transfer tam does need time. Doesn't say how much time, but needs time over here. You could ask a kasha, leave it as a kasha, because pasmias, every iwoi is klipo. Why is that so? Could say means iwoi constant, but a kasha is the case of iwoi. Maisa tzala sheni, the pitoyer, simitzadaches, tipim godim, psichon, simitzadaches, psalm kugel, yadu, they argue vehemently. The misrayas, numis archonim, disagree and say that happens miyad. The words of both in Shuv and Chelik Yod is Botloy neged Roy Binyan Uminyan Shom Dola Achronim Shdocho Das Tachmuda Daniel Bezeh. I mean, the Gan Peskat Shuv brings it down, and every Rav and every young Tabo Chacham knows Tachmuda Daniel. Meis the words of Avos and Shuvah Botloy Docho neged Roy Binyan Uminyan. We don't hold of it. And the cash is the Klor Sugyo. You have a case of a Tibas Cholov, mix it quickly. So the terrorists, the Achim answer, the Yadhudo or the Masham, the question of this, Sur Yaakov, all this, it's Sugin Chanan. Chanan works similarly to do Shishim versus Tipo or the whole entire piece. It's a Sugin Yuchin of Chanan. Why that's so, we have to listen to the Tzach Beis. Why Chanan Mais is a case that's different over there. The Lomb is over there, I will get to Bez Hashem. But Mais, it comes out that we have a Zmananat, Machloikis, clear that Chamud Nil says, Miyan the Mais is Mutter, Atzal Hashemi, Pimgol Mais and the Mais is also. Even on the side to be machmer, coming with Hashem, big one to be machmer, the Archa Shulchan, the one time there are really two cases over here. The case where it's a solid pulled inside of a liquid, that happens miyad, to be machmer. But let's say two cases of gush, one thing touching another, or kli touching something that's gush, the words of the Archa Shulchan, in that case is avada. That avada as a case makes sense over here to be made by two cases of gushim. The whole machlokes one time is a liquid to a solid, but not two cases of gushim. How much time does it take to transfer? The words of Archa Shulchan is Kadesh Yasiach. 6 to 18 minutes. Chiddush Otzim. Says if you have one thing fall on top of another, to transfer till the other thing gets hot, takes 6 to 18 minutes. Kadesh Yasiach. Maisa, again, this form will argue the point, say no, you get it transferring miyad, whether it's liquid or the case of a gush. We have to realize there are two cases out there that I'm grappling with. One with inside a liquid, one from a solid to a solid. Both of them, ik is from a machmer, a gum. They've always been sarf, but see this sheet of the Chamud Daniel. On the Red Shulchan Aruch, they bring down Hanat Maisel Paskin, they bring down the side of Marsham. That means there's a Dakar Chuba being Numus Achanim will argue with the Chamud Daniel. At the end of the day, they all bring down the Marsham and the Maisel, he's Makel Betsirif. Now, there are three different Marshams. One is being Makel, the case of a Betsirif straight off, one's been sarf Kulo. The red being on the side of the Shulchan Aruch, the red one, they bring down if it's Drabonon. But in Sirif, Yesh Lachel. That means number one, you need Chamud Nil, Miyad. Number two, with a Tziruf. Number three, the case of a bottle person can't be Maple. My Shoya Kachoyu. A person told me that he was making chicken soup on Shabbos. And he brought it from America, his American cheese, the whole block over here. And a fellow went inside a boiling hot thing, Alaish, bubbling over there. and he took it out miyad. And he went over to the Rav and asked Rav, what's the luck of the chicken soup? Rav said, no problem. People told me they ate it Friday night. So let's think about it for a second. Chicken soup, drop on them. Miyad, chamud niyo. What's it, sirif? So, l'chura, there's a shal in the gate of basa b'cholov, miyuchu by basa b'cholov, the gate of bishul. When does it transfer the taste over there? Minchas Yaakov says, not get yad slow this way, it won't transfer. If it's cold, it doesn't transfer, it'll get yad, in the case of bishul. Bishul is only yad slow this way. People come disagrees. So you have machlokes at sirif, with the drabbanon, with the chamud niyol, maisa, go eat it. That's what we're paskin. A couple of years later, I went over to the Rav, started with the mice, I want to know why he passed this way. Right away, he told me it's usher. I told him, but they ate it because of you. No. So I couldn't really ask the Rav why exactly he passed it that way for. But the mice, the Rav over here in the mirror, mice, he passed that way. They ate it, at least. They said this Rav passed this way. The mice, Al Chedron Shabbai, it's a Tziruf, with the Dalbon, with the Chumudinil over here. Not be a problem.
What was the rule with the cheese?
What do you do with the cheese? I know, I didn't ask.
It's a drabbanon.
Miyad, the case that Minchas Yaakov says is not transferred to him by case of
Basim Chol.
No, that's one to Miyad, that's the Shari Serum, it's Basim Chol. If you want another marshal, numerous times the case in the sink over here, what happens? You take the thing, he falls in, take out Miyad. So usually it's Sovigas Lazis Boy. Klisheni, you get a drop on over here, take it out. Also, you have to realize a deal chamud neil, also throw in, and it does come up practically numerous times over here. Usually not a case of a chicken soup, but it does happen in numerous cases when things are miyad. You mix something up to get right away your spoon. You always get a question, the spoon, right? Your wife yells at you right away, you did something right away, something wrong, or you someone yells at somebody. And Maisa, you take out miyad, that's always the chamud neil, always gets thrown in over here. And always numerous times two of him with Hadapaskin. In this halacha in Chama Teicham, Kamul Vachodim, they discuss the sugya of Davagosh. It's a known terminology in the case of Shabbos. The sugya of Davagosh. The starting point of Shabbos is really the sugya by us, by Issa v'Heter. The first in the history, there's a Shlomo Lori and there's Ramo. Yom Shlomo and the Ramo. Yom Shlomo passed away a year and a half after the Ramo. He's a little bit older than Ramo, he was born before the Ramo. That means Yom Shlomo passed away in 1573, Ramo passed away in 1572. That means they knew each other, they saw each other, they saw each other's farm. Machab actually passed away in 1575. He was older than by then by 20 to 30 years. He passed away after both of them. So Yom Shlomo and the Yom Shlomo, Marshal, and the Ramah, they saw and they knew each other's farm. Come over here, the Dakimoshi, it brings down Yom Shlomo Lori. It brings down Yom Shlomo, the Sugi of Davagosh. Now he brings down the idea that it's a salad. It's different in the case of a liquid. A liquid will have a heter of a klisheni, it's namavashu. Or klisheni will make it in the case of a diabet. The case of a davagosh, meaning a potato, boiling hot over here, will always have a category of a klirishin. Now, come on the Dr. Moshe over here, and he says different ways to be makel. He comes either from the sugar of Dogmush Olobakoro, sugar nafanat, or the sugar of Dogmatimeyan, or he comes from the sugar of a zvuvim over here. Come on to say there is no makar to be machmer. The idea of a davagosh. That means Dr. Moshe quotes Yom Shlomo Mati Machmer, said there's no Makar to Machmer, so I'll bring a Chorari to Matthias, Neil and Naim, that everyone sees over here, the liquid retains heat more than the case of a salad. How in the world can be more Machmer than a salad in the case of liquid? Everyone knows Matthias wise, a liquid retains heat more than the case of a salad. Everyone knows that. No one's making faces except for one person, but everyone knows that's Matthias. Fine, that makes those the words of the Dr. Moshe over here. Therefore, with this idea of a davar gosh, Ramon being Mekel, the Bach Meis is Mekel, again, the Shub Pnei Yeshua, that's the grandfather of the Pnei Yeshua, Meis is a Shuba about Mekel, and the Shach brings down the Torah's Chattis, he brings down the Minig of Poshet, they have a boiling hot steak, to cut it with your Milchik knife. When you read that line of the Shach, you're like, what? The Minig of Poshet is, try it in your house now, take a boiling hot steak, and cut it with your Milchik knife. Why? It's a cliche. What's the problem over here? Why Minigah Poshet Glayisol? So we have the Torah's Chatzis, the Minigah Poshet, the Taz, the Maisin, the Simik, Tzadik Dal goes this way, the Crazy, the Going Pass this way, Mokan Elf, they might have Paskin, the Beis Vav Paskin, Dovagush, the Maisin is not a problem. Atzad HaSheni, there are two Makoros, two of them, Dovah Achronim, the Maisin, or Machmo, for two different reasons. And we can have really the Issevet, the Oroch, and the Yom Shlomo, two different reasons. the way how the Shach, where he's coming to Machmer, he said that we have places, Membeis, we mentioned before, and the Shabbos. Over there discusses that what's the reason to be Makel and a Klisheni versus Klirishon? A Klisheni, the walls cool it down. Mashenki, Klirishon, the walls retains his heat because it's still as hot. Now, best if we read Tosis, not that simple. There's a ratio to Tosis, there's a safer to Tosis, the Yukim a little bit of a stereo. It's interesting the Shach has the ratio, like I'm the right in the case of the safer. You have no how in the world the Shach called Tosis a little bit in not fairly or incorrectly. Each called him. Maisa, he has a case of a Tosis over here. And the issue we had the Arab says he's saying Shabbat is that the reason to be making a klisheni is because you have walls to cool it down. A cliche, a double gush does not have walls to cool it down. The other double gush has a getter of a klishen. That means you have your hot potato that was in a klishen. You take the hot potato out and put in a klisheni. No walls to cool it down. There's a getter of a klishen. Another reason why he makes a double gush, the words of the Yamshu Shleimo. And the point out by the Chorin, we're saying a different story. The Yadhuda by the Shulchan, but the Shulchan point out, it's a different idea over here. The Ilum knows that a salad retains heat. That's the Metzius. That means you want to give a potato to your child. One of the things you learn right away when you have a little baby is that you want to have the potato to cool down, you cut into small pieces. Otherwise, the potato retains heat. Carrot retains heat. Canela retains heat. That's basic 101. What in the world does the Dakar Moshe mean? Everyone knows that water retains heat more than a salad. Don't know. The essential words of the Yam Shlomo is a salad retains heat. That means we're doing Machmer Dovah Gush, two separate sugars, two different lumdis over here. One, because you don't either have walls to cool it down, or means that the essential way is that that salad retains heat over here. Well, Maisa, that those are Machmer Dovah Gush, Beis Lachm Yudo, Tverei Salam Mishnayis, Shlomo Kugur, Vechavadas, the Maisa, the Machmer. Now that's the gate to Issavetter, just be mumption to get to Shabbos. They point out, we know by now that Issur V'Heter is more of a reason to be Machmer than Shabbos. Issur V'Heter is a sugar of Nesinus Tam. It's easier to transfer Tam than do an act of Bishul, than to change the Kibbutz over. Are we Machmer the Dovah Gush on Shabbos? So the Chavadas Yam Shlom is Machmer only by Issur V'Heter and not by Shabbos. Why? Because to do an act of Bishul, we see no makor for it. Asad Hasheni, who disagrees, the Shach by us. He says, where's makor to Machmer? Shabbos. Says the Mokavom the Hilchos Shabbos, Tim Shin Yuches, brought down by the Mishgur Aloch Lamaisel, to Machmer and Shabbos. That means they point out in Shabbos to Machmer is a double chumro. Number one, the Yomor says there's no such thing as double gush. So, Yomor, black and white. Even the Yom Shomer disagrees, so there is, that's only Issur V'Heter says the Chavadas. Who says by Kedr Shari, sir? Who says by Kedr Shabbos? It's a shock the way. Therefore, when anyone discusses their sour pickles by the Yishalmi Kogel, Yishalmi Kogel Wati Machmer, in the case of a klisheni, sour pickle, you want to get hot by the Yishalmi Kogel, which they say Metzius doesn't, but on the side it does get hot by Yishalmi Kogel, they point out you have to realize it's a starting point is really the double chumra. It's a double gush, which the Ramon doesn't hold of. It's the case of a Shabbos, which the Chavadah says the Yom Shlom doesn't hold of. Fine, there's a Mishmur out there. There are another 5-6 other reasons why you make on Yishalmi Kogel with your sour pickle over the Americans. The coleslaw with the children, same question over here. That the coleslaw with the children has the same issue, same question. They point out, it's really a double chumrah. Most of them like to some reason on Machmer. Again, I'll be cheshmish, but I don't hear why to be Machmer on Shabbos.
Is there a difference on Shabbos, or is there a heter between the cool item that we're concerned about it getting being mushal from the Bar Gush, whether it's a solid or liquid, I would think that a liquid would heat up more easily, just like a solid retains heat more, but also it's harder to heat it up. So it should be
practical. That means you might say coleslaw is worse than the case of a sour pickle. Could be. Depends on. Now, Maisa, what's the Shach's maskono? I'd love to see an Ari sheet, how he put the Shach over here. That he says, quote Mashal, he says, Ein b'yodah l'achviyo, b'tzarachiyin, b'mekev o'yot v'daychen, b'abing reis l'mim machmer. It's like, talking to Yechavusa, double talk over here. Like, what exactly happened over here? I'm not sure. At the end of the day, I see the place in the Pribe Gondor says, the Shach is in this topic. Mashenge, I see the Moshe Chodeshani said, the Shach be machmer. So, I'm not sure where to put the Shach and what side. Be machmer, or he's not clear. Myself, there are always a case of Gadchila B'Yevid. Avader, we are Machmer Gadchila. The Gate of Shabbos is always a case in the Gate of Gadchila, we are Machmer. The Gate of Issur V'Heter, B'Yevid, what's the Loch of Adavu Kosh? Where the Chok Mazadim has to move over Pimekel. Yad Yehuda, Vada Shulchan, we don't know that way. The fourth thing, that way, we are Machmer Gadchila. And B'Yevid, a case of a, only has to move on. And just to be clear, you'll see all the times we are machmir even b'di'evet. We'll get the halacha in Siman Tzadik Dalet. Ta says we're makel by davar gosh, unless the sekina with the davar gosh. A knife with the davar gosh, we machmir against the Torah's chatz over here, with the minig oilam, take a milk and knife, cutting your hot steak over here. Avada will machmir even b'di'evet in that case. Another situation between machmir, is Ramon and Siman Tzadik Tes by davar charif. But davar charif and davar gosh, so we are machmir. Well, in another case, we are machmir. But the klolius is machlekis. Ramon Mais is Michael. We the Mais come over here to be Machmer, unless the case of a Hefzad or Hefzad Rubo. On the Tzad to be Machmer, Motel Machmer Klishay, you Machmer Klishlishi, so that's Achrin of Adia. Lo Yisrei Shiboy of a Dava Gush is not that we're saying it's a Chumun of Klishayni. We're saying a Dava Gush has a get of a Klishayni. Don't make a difference to Klishay, Shlishi, Kivi, Klichamishi. We'll always have the Chum over here. Now, once you have the Chum of Dava Gush, there are numerous questions discussed, let's take two of them, is let's say you give walls to the davar gosh. For example, let's say you have soup, and inside of it is a knedel, inside of it is a carrot. So now you have walls, what's the davar gosh? Is that knedel that's inside the soup in the category of the chum of a davar gosh or not? The carrot inside. They point out it really depends what sfar you're coming from. If it's at a shach, it's about or you need walls, you have walls to cool it down. We come into the sugya that a salad contains heat, yam shloimo, to be machmer. I know, but you have still walls that are getting through eventually. And therefore, the mitchas yakov brings down the toisus yontiv to be makel when there are walls to liquid, and the salad does not have that way. We worked out by the pesach chuvah, the simit tarag dalad. Maisa is makel, you're going to want to go this way, because I've said the masham will want to go this way. Again, I see if Chaim doesn't, but ikhlas from say, you have to realize it's a chumra upon a chumra upon a chumra. The Ramad is a whole entire point. Maybe they point out numerous times in your chont, you have salads, but it's a whole bowl over here, and that touches the walls over here. The one time that your chont has a gedder of not of davar gosh once it touches the walls over here. But then it also speaks out, depends. Which lump is it coming from? Is it better? Or is it coming from the yam shleimo? For a second half, you know, let's say you have a single piece of rice, very small piece over here. Does it retain heat? Pashas, no. Do they have walls? No. What's the documentation right in the case of a zvuv? How big is the zvuv over here? Israeli zvuv, American zvuv? You have no, you have a right in the case of a zvuv over here. Meister, they point out, Tereshah Solomon Shnai says, something, a single piece, that's not the get of a double gush. Kodashani, Chakvieski, Dech, Munigal, this way. That's not. Why? Meister doesn't retain heat over here. You can even argue the point that has to get a kain walls over here. Yesh Lodin. I see a foul from Meister, what's he mach? At the end of the day, has no walls to it. Fine. These are for a question based upon how exactly you're looking upon the sugya of a davar gosh. You could not discuss, think about it. Let's say something that's in between. You take a salad on a fork and you're holding it in the air. Where is that exactly? Whose sheet is that? Is that chumah davar gosh, im kot hamotri machmer or not? I didn't get the cliche yet. Something to think about. What is that exactly? Fine. We left over part of the Sif Gimel. We did not discuss the sugya yet at the Togavar. We did not discuss the sugya yet at Nitzuk. Meshem on Monday. Togova, Nitzok, Sedal, and Sefei. It's local. The Marmok machine says Monday, so I have to follow the central sheet.